Continues the Gemara Daf Kuf Mem Dalad Amid Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Ashkechon Reb Yehuda the Moedel Rabbonim Bezeisim Va'anovim. We had before in the Gemara that Reb Yehuda agrees to the Chachomim that Zeisim Va'anovim are fruits that are meant for juice. So there Reb Yehuda agrees that it will be also any juice that oozes out is a gzera of schita. And Chachomim agreed to Reb Yehuda, we said by other peiros, that other pears that are not meant for squeezing, but rather for eating, those are meant for achila, so those, there is no chash of schita. So the Gemara says, what's the machlaikas? The Gemara says, the machlaikas is by tutum v'rimoinim. So now the Gemara says, Ashkon Reb Yehuda demoyin l'rabonim is zeis v'anovim. We found in the Braisa before, that Reb Yehuda agrees to Rabbonim by zeis v'anovim, but Rabbonim demoyin l'Reb Yehuda b'shar pears menolon. Where do we see clear cut, straight out, that Rabbonim agreed to Reb Yehuda by Shar Peres that there's no chash and the juice that oozes out is not going to be osa. Zog the Gemara, the Tanya, we find the following braisa. Soichatin, daf kuf mem daladomet beis, bepkoin, uve frishin, uve uzredin. Pkoin, zog drashi, prunes, belaz. These are prunes. Ulohoitzim imen lishtois, uprishin, kvaidens, uve uzredin, kurmish. These are similar to prunes and plums and pears. The lav urchayu b'hochi, it's not the derech to squeeze the liquid out of these type of food items. Ve'ein kal mishum dosh. So there's no issa dosh if a person is soichet, goyin, prishin, and uzredin. It's not the derech. It's not like a chita from the moitz, which is balua in it. No. It's like oichel mitoch oichel. It's b'chol not an issa disha. If you take an apple and you cut it in half, you take a bite out of it and the liquid comes out of it, that's not called schita. So here also, you're allowed to be soichet lechatchila, the Braisa says. Soichatin, befgoyin ufrishin uvuzadin. Lechatchila, you're allowed to squeeze out the juice from them. Avaloi berimoinim. However, you're not allowed to take pomegranates and squeeze the juice out of them on Shabbos. Now, not because everyone uses pomegranates and squeeze them for juice, no. It's only even if it's just an individual that does it. Zog the Gemara, v'shel beis menashir ba menachem hoyu soichtin b'rimoinim. That's like a raya. Zog the Rashi, hoyu regilin lischoit rimoinim b'choil. So alma ikar esochet lu, hilchach b'shabes oser. Because we find this individual, Menashe ben Menachem, he was soichet rimoinim, he made pomegranate juice, so amela for other people too, it's called eschita, al-kaponim is a gzera, they nala be soichet on Shabbos. But al-kaponim, the Gemara wants to bring a raya from here. This is the Ashkon Chachom in the Amorit to Reb Yehuda, that even though that they argue on Tutum Rimoinim, but by other Paris, that it's not Oymed L'Schita, like Goyin, Prishin, and Uzredin, you're allowed to have the juice that oozes out of it, and you're allowed to drink it in no chash of Schita. The Brais even says, allowed to be Sachet L'Chatchila. But that's the Raya we see, that Chachomim don't argue over here in Reb Yehuda. The Frek, the Gemara, you bring a Raya that this is the Chachomim that agreed to Reb Yehuda, Umimai de Rabboni. What's Bichal the Raya that this Brais is according to Chachomim? Dilma Reb Yehuda, maybe this is Reb Yehuda talking. So that's why it's mutter, because they're not taka meant for juice, and that's why you're allowed to be seichtim b'pkoin ufrishin uvuzredin. Zog the Gemara, no. V'tahav enami Reb Yehuda, even if you're going to say this is Reb Yehuda, it's still going to be shver be'etzim this braisa. Because eim v'desham le'el Reb Yehuda, when did Reb Yehuda say that you're imate the mashka, that's the mashka that oozes out on its own? However, that's the yotzim me'atzmon. But seichtim l'chatchila mishamel le'el Reb Yehuda never said you're allowed to be seichtim l'chatchila. Ela ma'isach ha'meim, and the reason why it's mutter l'chatchila is kevin l'la b'nei schita ninu. They're totally excluded from schita because these are not fruit items that you juice, that you usually take the mitz out of. So mele, it's considered oichel even when it comes out. So afil l'chatchila, and that's why it's mutim l'chatchila. So if it's mutim l'chatchila because it's oichel mitach oichel, so afil tem rabbonon, then the brides can coincide with rabbonon too. Kev de la b'nei schita ninu, it's not b'nei schita, so afil l'chatchila, it should be muta. But akoponim zog de mora shmami no, rabbonon hi, it's tak akong to rabbonon shmami no, and it's muta l'chatchila by an item that is no gzeres mashkin at all, because it's not oimed l'shti at all, it's oichel mitach oichel. So that's a raya that Rabbanon agreed to Rabbi Yehuda by Shar Peres. Now the Gemara said before that Rimoinim, those in Allah be seichet, because Beis Menashe squeezes Rimoinim, zog the Gemara, shall Beis Menashe ba Menachem o yiseichet in Rimoinim. So that's why we say it's us on Shabbos to do. Omer Rav Nachman, halochik shall Beis Menashe ba Menachem. The halochik is like this on Hoga, that it's considered a Maisa Schita, and it's also to do on Shabbos. Frek the Gemara, Omer Rav Rav Nachman, you're saying that it's also to squeeze Rimoinim, because Beis Menashe ba Menachem squeezed in the weekday?
Menashe ben Menachem Tanahu? Is he a Tana Bechlal that we're saying that he did it in a weekday and it would be also to do that on Shabbos? The Bechlal not a Tana that you're saying that looks like Menashe ben Menachem. The Sovolok Shem Menashe ben Menachem. Maybe Rav Nachman means to say that looks like the Tana that holds like the Anhog of Menashe ben Menachem. It's just a Siyua that remind him they squeeze in a weekday, so maybe it's us on Shabbos. Because he holds like Menashe ben Menachem, which is an individual, so that halach is like that Tana. Menashe ben Menachem, you're following a Tana that follows the Anhog of Menashe ben Menachem. He's a Yochid. Zok the Gemara in the halacha could be nikva even if a Tana follows the Das Yochid. The Tanan, we find the Gabri Din of Klei Kerem, Hamikayim Koytz Mikerem. There is a Kelayim, is you have to uproot. And you can't even be Mekayim Kalayim if you have a vine growing together with a vegetable. Now, it has to be something that is usually meant to grow together. And people are Mekayim it. So, I'm Mekayim Koytzim Mekerem. If someone is Mekayim Koytzim Mekerem, thorns that grow in the vineyard. So, over here, this is not something that usually people plant. Or people now don't plant thorns to go with the vines. So, Rabbi Lezer, Oy Mekidesh, no. The kerem and the koitzim all became also by Noah's klei kerem. There's always a klei kerem on koitzim. Elo, what is the condition to be an issa klei kerem? Elo dove shekomoyim mekaimin. Meaning, people plant it and leave it and eat it and feed the animals. So then it's something that they don't uproot. So then it's issa kelayim. But something like thorns, which are weeds, so to speak. So on weeds, there is no kelayim. Why did Rabbi Eliezer say that it's Mekadish? What's Pshat? Who's Mekayim Koitz Mekerem? So Gemara, yes. Shekein Ba'Aravya. In Arabia, they're Mekayim in Koitz Esodos Ligmalayim. They feed their camels thorns in the Koitz Esodos. So Melo, they're Mekayim the Koitz Mekerem. So that's what it is. It's Kalayim.
So we see from the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer that a minig of one place, meaning Aravya, they can be kaver the halacha for them, for other places, and that's why Rabbi Eliezer holds it's Kiddush. Mekayim Kalayim Koitzim Mekerem is Kiddush, because in Aravya, they feed the animals, even Koitzim. Now, even at Chachom, we see Punkt Vakeret, we see the Chachom in Tam Mekadesh, even though Aravya is Mekayim Kalayim Mekerem, so Tezis Taka says, have a motzim mifrach and nichel Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbanu Michael Meimar, and the Porach tafil Rabbi Eliezer loy nicha. The Gemara is going to say, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's loynicha. Why? Because this is not an individual, this is a ganze city. Zok the Gemara, midi irya, what's Michal the Raya from here? The Aravya Asra. Aravya is a peninsula, it's a state, it's a city. So that's why over there, you can shtelavek a halacha based on the minig of a rabbim. Mashekin hocha, by base Menashe is an individual. An individual that squeezes rimoinim, that would be a reason, a basis to Asra squeezing rimoinim on Shabbos. Botlo daita eitze kol odom. Fakad, you don't have to be mischashev at all with Beis Menashe. It's a yochid. But the daita it's kolodom. So Mela, there's no raya that we see that you're following individual, because that which you're following Aravya, that's a city. The Ritva says that according to this, it'll come out that even for Bnei Menashe themselves, we say butla daitom etze kolodom, and it would not be considered a maisa of being soichet lemashka, meaning remind him that you're soichet and not called soichet lemashka, because butler died to made it's kolodom. So it's not called a maizchita, even for them. So back to the kasha, what's Pshat Rav Nachman that said that the halacha is that you're not allowed to be soichet, halacha is kshal beis menashe, you're not allowed to be soichet remind him. L'chayrut, it should be butler died to him. What's the reason that remind him is l'chayrut is not done? Elo zogmar in a timer. The reason is kid Rav Chisda. We find Rav Chisda says, Omer Rav Chisda, Tardin, if you have Tardin, which are leek or beets that give off color into a mikveh, if you squeeze them in the mikveh, shesochtom and nosim b'mikveh, poison is a mikveh b'shinu mara. So even though a mikveh usually is only posa bis gimel lugin maim shuvin, you have to have three lugin of maim shuvin of drawn water, that passes the mikveh. But if you have mashka, that's even less than gimel lugin, if it changes the mara, the color, so that passes the mikveh too. So if you have tardin that you were soichet, venosim b'mikveh, poison is a mikveh b'shinu mara. Frag the Gemara, v'a tardin la b'nei schitin inu, if it's not b'nei schitin, it's not a mashka, and only a mashka passes b'shinu mara. Ela ma'ezach le'meimar. The reason why it passes is kevin da'achshevinu havale mashka.
I'm being machshav, these tithing to squeeze them now. So that machshava itself, that I'm being machshav it, that makes it into a mashka. So memela, my das can shaf and can create a mashka. So memela, it passes the mikvah. So chanami, you can say legabe by the schita of rimoinim. The reason why you're not allowed to be soicha them is because you are being machshav it and making it into a mashka. So even though it's meant for eating, kevin dachshavinu avale mashka. So in Mela, that would be the reason why you chayv als dosh, and it's considered mashka mitach oichol. Now, why is it that the beginning of the Braise says, pegoyin, prishin, and uzedin, those you're allowed to be soichel lechatchila, I, when you soichel something that gufa makes it a mashka, so Rashi bavon's discussion, zog Rashi, that, k'drav chizda, zog Rashi, afgav dola alma lechoshiv, kemi da achshiv iu, havali dine mashka, v'ochim b'farash gav nachman l'braise l'el. The beginning of the Braise that says, Soichtim bepkoinu frishin lematik api. That's not lemashka. Over there, I'm squeezing out from the prunes and from the pears in order to sweeten food that I'm squeezing it on. So it's not meant lemashka. It's meant to sweeten a food. It's lematik api. Velo letzerich hamashka. I don't need the mashka. So memela in such a case, or maybe I'm removing the mashka to make the pre-fruit sweeter. So that's the pshat, but I don't need the mashka itself. So then tak, it's not an issa schita. Avol loibri moinim. Masha'enkein, remoinim is also, vafila matkon, those are also even a matek. This shall be named Beis Menashe, or yisoich nemechoil. Since Beis Menashe used to be soich lechoil, so toich hamashka for mashka, so memela hilcha b'shabes also afila matek, so it's also even a matek. Hoil v'ikachad ha'ovid l'shem mashka. V'loim mishum de Menashe gubid alma, l'olim de nal gubid alma. El chashinon isharis l'matek, if you allow l'matek by these, so also l'mevid l'shum mashka, then you allow even if you do it for the Jews. V'chevid yu makshav le'av in mashka u'mechayiv. But by pkadin, by pgoyin, there's no such thing as here being makshav le'. Because nobody does it l'mashka. Leik l'mechash, the ain't other moise ois l'mashka. So Rashi's being mechalik, that pgoyin and prishin, nobody does l'mashka. So we're takanak and be makshav. Mashenkin by these, by Rimoinim, there are those, Beis Menashe, and even if they did Lamatik, but since it's Shaykh, that people could do it Lamashka, so Mela, that's where Rav Nachman Taka Asad. The Ramban and the Ritva clearly explains the arguments in Rashi, and he says, no. He says that if we're talking about Pogin and Prishin, or talking about Dafka Lamatik, so the Braise should have said so. If we're retracting, we're saying an upshot in the Braise. So he says that no, lo oilom, pagina also lamashka. And the reason why they're mutters, butla daito, because nobody does it. It's oichel mitach oichel. Masha ain't came by the other ones, some people do it. And that's why tak, it's also. Lamaisa la loch and simen shin chof, we tak a paskin that tutum and rimoinim, yinala be sechid and Shabbos, because there are people that are sechid it. Meaning, there is a metzias that people can be kaveya din. So the people that circuit it, so mele they can shaf it in. When it's an individual, so then maybe not. Rashi says in Dibah Masri Rube the Alma, Rishum iu lechudei nashvi derech rimoinim leschita. An individual can't shaf a derech for rimoinim leschita. But if it's a more than an individual, then the taka can be kaveya a derech for schita's peris. And that's what we taka hold, that tutim rimoinim in all be circuit in Shabbos, because there are people that do it. They can shaf it in Metzias, that it becomes an issa schita. Now, ein chanami, peiris that are not meant at all for squeezing, those you're allowed to squeeze. Zok the Shulchan Aruch, because those you take say, but not that it's kolodom. Now, there is a tzad of achshavinu that I am being machshavit, and that the Maaseh the Shulchan Aruch brings, yesh oisrim, because of the svar that we're saying now of achshavinu. Zok the Gemara weiter, Rav Papa Omar, another reason why mei tardin, why the beet juice or the leek juice passes a mikveh, so we said before, because they pass a b'shinu mara. So, even though it's lab neschita, you're machshavit. Zok demor Papa Omar, the reason why may tardin lo oilam it's takanada mashka. And even if you're soichet l'shei mashka, that doesn't make it into a mashka. So how does it pass in the mikveh? Zok demor Papa Omar, mishum david dova shein oisim imena mikveh l'chatchila. A mikveh is made out of water, out of snow, out of hail. It has to be a mayim to be a mikveh. V'chol dovash en oisim en a mikveh l'chatchila poisel a mikveh b'shinu mara. Not because of mashka that passes b'shinu mara. It's something that you cannot be used for a mikveh. So it's an oisim en a mikveh. So then that itself passes b'shinu mara. Not because it's a mashka that passes b'shinu mara. It's a something that an oisim en a mikveh. So mele, that's why that passes b'shinu mara. That alone is the reason why it passes b'shinu mara. Because it's something that an oisim en a mikveh l'chatchila. Zog di Gemara, we see similarly this yisoid that something that is not lechatchila, ein oisim en a mikveh lechatchila, it passes b'shinu mara.
as follows. State in the Mishnah Mikvah is Tanan Hossam. Nofel Techi Yayin and Chomitz Umoichal. If you have in the Mikvah Yayin, wine fill in, or Chomitz, or vinegar, Umoichal, or the juice that emanates from Zesim, Vishina Marov, and it changes the color of the Mikvah. Posu. Zok demor man tana, who is the standard that holds the moichel mashku, that the moichel, that juice that comes from the zeisim is called a mashka, and that's how it passes the mikvah b'shinu mara. Omer Rabbaya, Reb Yanke v'detanya, Reb Yanke v'im a moichel, if you have the zeisim juice that comes out, hareu kamashka, it's called a mashka, umata mamu moichel a yoitze b'tchila, why is it when you place olives in a basket, it's not called a mashka, the juice that comes out, right away is tohar, umata mamu moichel a yoitze b'tchila is tohar, because that mashka you don't want. So if you don't want it, so then it's not called a mashka. Reb Shimon Omer, moichel ain't a mashka, moichel is not a mashka, umata mamu moichel a yoitze. Me'ikul beis habad. Why is it the moichel that comes out of the ikul beis habad, meaning the basket, when after the schita from the beis habad, that moichel is tomei, not because it's a mashka, because you have droplets of shemen, and that's why it's a mashka, because of the shemen shaboy. Zog demora mai binayu, meaning what's the yisod machlokes? Zog drashi mai binayu b'mai pligi, hoil v'tavayu moide, the moichel ha-yotze b'tchila tor, they both agree that it's tor, v'ayotze ma'ikol beis habad, tome, so be'ez ha-moichel nechku, de lamar ha-mashka lamar tome, u lamar lo ha-mashka v'tor, zog demora de osi bosi itzisa, the moichel that comes after the itzisah. Zog Rashi, what's that? La'achas yischilu l'schamim. It warms up. V'dochu zeh, v'nishtoh ha'koyim yomim. So then, the machloikas is that according to the first shita, bosa itzisah, it's before l'maisa the shita, but it's bosa itzisah, so over there, according to Reb Yankov, the moichel is tomei, because he's going to be kiyumai. But according to Reb Shimon, the moichel is tar, because these are zeisim before the shita. So, man, there's no remnants of shemen in there. So that would be enough kamina, and it would be tor. And now the Gemara brings what we wanted to bring, a raya, that we say similarly, like we said before. Rava Omar, the moichel, the reason why it passes the mikvah, b'shinu mara, is mishum navadova shein oisin emeno mikvah, u poisel as a mikvah b'shinu mara. That's the same thing as what we said before in our papa. That's what Gemara is bringing a raya from here. That's something that you're not roitza, shein oisin emeno mikvah. So that passes the mikvah b'shinu mara, even if it's not a mashka. So the same thing with the moichel. The reason why the moichel is passes the mikvah is because it's a dovashen oisim and a mikvah, and that passes the mikvah b'shinu mara. So that's like Rav Papa's teretz. That's what we said before in the Gemara, that we similarly are bringing this yisoid of Rav Papa. We find in the Mishnah Mikvois the way Rava explains that it's dovashen oisim and a mikvah passes the mikvah b'shinu mara. We'll stop over here towards the bottom of Kuf Mem Dalad Omid Beis.